Hey, we're back on Downtown. Time for us to talk some basketball. John Corrales joining us from Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast. And, well, it's, the big story is this, a man with a new Twitter handle.
Yes! Long live Red's Army. Red's Army is dead. It's now just John_Corrales. Those days are done. Cost me my blue check, though. That's a big hit.
Really?
Big hit ego.
Wow.
Yeah, cost me the verification. I gotta reapply for that.
Oh, Lord. I hope it doesn't take as long as it does some people.
Me too. There's something about having that sweet, sweet blue check.
Yeah.
Well, that verification from some robot out there.
You're John Corrales. If they know what they're doing, they'll give it back right away here.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, try that. I mean, Jack's gone, so there's a new regime. I think you go right to the top now. All right, let's talk a little Celtics here. Tell me why this win over the Raptors was their most impressive victory of the season.
Yeah, I know that some people, you hear that and you go, what? But the reason why I think it's such an impressive win is because they played or shot really poorly for much of the game, and a lot of things didn't go right for them. And throughout it all, they still stuck to the plan, which is something that, first of all, it's just hard to do anyway. Whatever you're doing, whatever, you know, to those of you listening, whatever your job is, you know, when everything's going wrong, you have a natural inclination to go, okay, let me just take care of this and get it done because everything else is going wrong around us. And that's what the Celtics tend to do when things are going wrong. Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown or Marcus Smart says, let me just take care of this, and they go on isolation binges. They didn't do that against Toronto, and Toronto's a pesky team, and they didn't go away. And it took until the fourth quarter to get some separation, but they started to really move the ball in this game, and they did it from the beginning. And they didn't shoot well, but Ime Udoka said this morning at practice, you know, they had 60% of their shots were potentially assisted on, which, if the shots fall, then the assist numbers go through the roof, and it's a much different ballgame. I think if they can keep doing this, they can keep sticking with the plan moving forward, regardless of how things are going in the moment, that's going to be a really great quality to have for them moving forward.
And it was, I thought the best thing to see in that game was Jason Tatum distributing the ball.
Yeah, his passing numbers were off the charts in this one. Like, he has struggled a little bit in that department. I think that overall we've seen the edict from Ime Udoka to pass the ball, move, and even if your shot's not falling, become a playmaker. This season, he's averaging, through the NBA's tracking numbers, which are a little off, but 44 passes a game, 3.7 assists, 8.5 potential assists. In this game against Toronto, 58 passes, 10 assists, 15 potential assists. So he was really slinging it. And again, he shot 2 of 16. And I thought he played well in this game. He shot like expletive, but he played good basketball. He was trying to do mostly the right thing. I'm sure he might force a shot here or there. Every star is going to force a shot here or there. The ability to make shots that you force was what makes players stars. Once his shooting comes back, I think this is a film session where Ime wants to just have this passing on a loop on his laptop. So here you go. This is the goal. This is what you do every time. Eventually the shots will fall, and next thing you know, you're dropping 25 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds, and those are the types of games that when they pile up, you become an all-star in all-NBA.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Keeping all this in mind, still a good idea to be patient with this team going forward.
Yeah, I think it's really important to keep that level of perspective. We want to live and die with every win and loss. And I've said this, I think, before on the show. I'll repeat it, though, because I think it's worth keeping this perspective. We, on the outside, look at games as their own stories. Each game has its own stories with a beginning, middle, and an end. They, on the inside, view these games as chapters within a big story. And so the next chapter is going to be written tomorrow night against Philly, but this is all part of a continuing story. And so it's all it's all building to something. Now, we don't know because that those chapters haven't been written yet, but the patience with Ime Udoka, first-time head coach, coming in and trying to adjust on the fly with this team, and players like Marcus Smart and Jason Tatum doing things that they've never been asked to do before, and the time that it takes to kind of build those habits, all of those things simply take time, and it's not gonna be a pretty process in some games. And Ime said it again this morning: habits are hard to break, and they don't happen overnight. It's like someone trying to lose weight. You know, in a month, when we all make our New Year's resolutions, and we say, "Okay, that's it, no more ice cream." You know, it's hard to put that ice cream down. And he's asking them to put down the ice cream, put down the isolation basketball, and be more of a distributor. That's hard to do, and it's just going to take time.
Do you have a camera on my refrigerator?
You seem like the type, Rich.
That ice cream is calling my name 24/7 here. Well, it is important to be patient because, as you pointed out earlier this afternoon, the schedule takes a turn for the tougher very soon.
Yeah, this is going to be tough. And we'll see. This is going to be a real test of their mettle. And even if they don't win a bunch, it's going to be a test of how do these guys play. Because you start with Philly, and they've got Embiid back. This road trip coming up, they go Friday, Saturday, back-to-back, Utah to Portland, then Tuesday, Wednesday, back-to-back, both L.A. teams, and then they finish with Phoenix, come back, Milwaukee, Golden State, New York, Philadelphia, Cleveland, who's been surprising, Milwaukee again. I mean, they play Phoenix twice this month. They play Milwaukee twice this month. It's a gauntlet in December. The hope here is that they've built up enough trust to just keep playing, and they play up to their competition, and they keep playing. If they play the way they did in Toronto, and they trust each other, and the shots start to fall, then they'll be competitive in these games. And we want to see that kind of progress. And then hopefully they come out of this December stretch somewhere around 500, maybe a couple games above 500. If they can keep that pace a little bit, anything better than that is great. Anything worse than that is tough. And then they get into a January, February, get into the All-Star break with some momentum, and then they can start piling up some wins on a really home-heavy schedule.
They are starting to get a little bit healthier, though.
Yeah, that we could be seeing. I think this might be the sixth game of the season on tomorrow night against Philadelphia, where they actually have nobody on the injury report. So that's what they said today. But, you know, sometimes a stiff breeze can put somebody on the injury report with the Celtics. So we'll see what tomorrow's official report is. But right now, they anticipate having everybody.
I feel, after looking at some of your numbers that you have posted at Boston Sports Journal earlier today, I feel justified those times when I yell at the TV, "Stop shooting threes!"
They are not shooting threes very well. I put up some numbers there. This is where we put the parental advisory on explicit statistics coming forward. Jason Tatum is 7% below last season's three-point shooting percentage. Al Horford almost 8% below. Marcus Smart 4.3% below. Jaylen Brown down 2.5. Dennis Schroeder down only a little bit, 1.3. But Tatum and Horford especially, those are high volume shooters. Jaylen, a high volume shooter. Smart, who's not great at shooting them anyway, but still you expect them to be higher. Those have to level off. They have to level off. And I think for Smart especially, if he continues, if they're healthy and he continues to be the starting point guard, the numbers with him as a starting point guard, I think the corner three-pointers become more involved in his game, less above the break. He's shooting 50% on corner three-pointers this year. For all of Marcus Smart's struggles, he's still hitting half his corner threes. So slowly, I think, when things kind of normalize with the roster and the lineups, then maybe we can see some of these shooting numbers normalize as well.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast. John, thanks as always. Enjoy tomorrow night's game, and we'll visit with you again next Tuesday.
All right. Talk to you then.